This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, 7 after the hour, Monday, January 11th, on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and now Jay Kirshner joins us with an expertise in social media. She's getting her challenges, trying to straighten out the messes of the vagaries of how we've done things before you showed up. Jay, thank you very much. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, Instagram at DJV Show. At least we still have accounts, which is more than I can say for a lot of people under the circumstances. I wonder how much of a focus this is going to be at the CES, which is opening today in, well, is it in Las Vegas or is it just in somebody? It's not
all
in.
It's virtual.
It's all virtual, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's basically where do they have around the world.
All right. You and I were talking about this. You had a friend that is very active at CES, mm-hmm. and you asked him how many of the exhibits are Chinese, and what did he say?
Well, I didn't say exhibits. I just said, hey, give me a ballpark. I said, we're talking about this on the air. This is a very good friend of mine who's a tech reporter, and he's covered probably the last 15 years of CES live, right. You know, in-person stuff. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, I go, give me a ballpark of how many of those products that are showcased at CES are made in China. And his answer was 99%. And he goes, and the other 1%, most of the parts are made in China, but they're assembled somewhere else. He goes, and that doesn't even mean America. That could just be assembled in Japan. That could be assembled anywhere else. So he said, yeah, he goes, it's 100% basically not American made.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Well, where's American know-how? Where's American technology? Where's American
Well, that's
America
what Elon Musk keeps
stuff.
Talking about. You know, he said China is, you know, is the largest global economy. He said, so the only way that we can compete with that, he said, our economy is never going to catch up to China. But he said the only way we can compete is if we're more innovative and if we have more incentive to create and invent things here. You know, he invented his Tesla cars here.
Well, let's face it. The Chinese don't invent a damn thing. They steal it from everybody else.
Right.
They steal everything. They're thieves, rotten liars, corrupt. Oh, man. Okay, let's get to the other side of the coin
but
here.
That's about their good stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so if Donald Trump is impeached, he is then forbidden to run from office, so for office again.
Well, he's already been impeached.
If he's impeached the second time,
then he can still run for office. If they send it to the Senate and he is convicted, then he would not be able to run again. And so this is strategically what the Democrats are playing with. It'll pass through the House because Democrats have a slim majority in the House. This is going to be very much down party lines. Republicans are saying, a couple of them that have turned on Trump say that he should resign, but I don't know how many of them are really going to support impeachment. So most likely it'll happen in the House. The question is then strategically, what are you going to do? Because the soonest it could go to the Senate would be the day of Joe Biden's inauguration. So do you send it to the Senate to try to convict Trump and then bypass, throw off the time that Biden's going to need to get his nominees confirmed so that he can actually get started? Or are you going to put his administration on hold so that you can go after and convict Trump because of your vendetta? That's one of the questions. They can hold off. They can deal with Biden's first 100 days in office and then try to bring it up on the Senate to try to convict him at that point. But really the reason here, and I've heard a lot of people talk about it, the only ground that they would be able to impeach on, again, is not necessarily something that would actually hold up, I think, even in a divided Senate. It's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go this route. But they're doing it because they're afraid that Trump will run again in 2024 or that he won't go away.
Who's afraid? Democrats or Republicans?
Absolutely, Democrats.
I would imagine some Republicans don't want him to run either. They really want to carve out some space for themselves.
Well, some Republicans want to run for themselves.
Nikki Haley's been very vocal.
But it's very clear who's running and who's not in 2024. The thing is that Trump is still the most powerful person in the Republican Party, and he still has a lot of ownership of millions of Americans who follow him. Not ownership, but ownership of the message, essentially. So I don't know. It seems wasteful to me. It just seems more like political politics. You have to ask if this is going to sit well with the American people who are still sitting at home and feeling like they're being left behind by the government. I don't know.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that feel like they've been left behind. There's no question about that. Maybe with some,
but
I
think Jen raises a great point, though. If you ask the American people, what do you want the Senate to focus on right now? Impeaching Trump or giving him a trial or getting another stimulus package passed, which is what Joe Biden has said from the day one. That's what he wants to do.
$2,000.
Joe Biden
knows he's going to delay. Message, and it's going to put him at a really bad deficit because it's going to take up all of the energy and oxygen in the room.
So Jay, would you ask that? Let's post that on our social media. That question that Victoria just asked. I think that's a very good question. Meanwhile, in California, there are a lot of people jumping the vaccine line, and what's the visual on this, Jennifer? With the confusion, has there been any state order? I talk to my children. They don't know when they're going to get vaccinated. They don't see plan.
A big update on my phone last week from Citizen that says, find out where you are in line for the vaccine. Now, I'm not going to get it because I've already had it, so I'm not going to waste a vaccine on me because I have antibodies.
Right.
But I tried to see where I would be, and all they have is Tier 1A, which is first responders and people in institutional settings like old folks' homes. So nobody knows. Nobody has any clue.
We got our confirmation.
Part of the problem is nobody wants it in California. So they have a lot of vaccines and not enough arms to put it in, at least with first responders and frontline workers. Half of them aren't taking it.
Why don't they want it?
I don't know, because they're skeptical or because they don't. I was talking with Jeff, who is my fiancé, works for Kaiser, and he said that he had to write like a scathing letter to people saying, look, this is your chance. Get on it. Get your vaccine. Because if you don't get it right now, you're either going to get sick or you're going to have to go back to work, and this is your chance. And half of the people don't want it.
So let's go back to the Capitol for a second. The calls for Cruz, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, and Hawley. Cruz sort of impresses me, even though I think he's a dunderhead. I think he's smarter than, and in this case, Hawley. Hawley impresses me not. He kind of comes across, from my perspective anyway, as kind of a dummy. And he certainly isn't liked, but that's no big deal. Being public enemy number one with other people on Capitol Hill, that doesn't say anything to me. But what's he really like, Jennifer? What's Hawley? It's his first term, right? He's just getting started.
I think he's someone who's got young, fresh energy, and he wants to stand up. And he had a book that was coming out about him that was just canceled. Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley are being canceled from the left. There are calls for resignations that did not exist when Maxine Waters came out and said, attack Trump supporters where they are, which was, I think, a direct call for violence. She went unchecked. But because Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley were making a legal argument within their rights, within the rights of the American people, to contest certain elements of the election, suddenly
how did we get so one-sided? How did the media, news media, but I'm using all media here now, and I use that term, talk media get so one-sided, the news media get so one-sided? How'd that happen? Anybody ever think about in an analytical way how it is that we...
who they're run from. I mean, they all have interests, right? I mean, I literally stunned. It stuns me even still, even though I know what to expect from the news media, that every headline that I read over the weekend had emotion in it. This is not what they teach you to do in journalism school. They teach you to answer who, what, when, where, and how. And that's gone. I don't know.
All right. New York and New Jersey lead the nation in residents who are just leaving so that they go live someplace else. Where are you living? You live in New Jersey, Victoria. Where are most people going? Are they moving to Pennsylvania? Are they going to West Virginia?
Who's left Jersey, to be honest. I don't know a single person. I know a lot of people who have left New York, left Manhattan, and we left 2 years ago. And so we left because we wanted more space, and we doubled our space for the same amount of rent, and we wanted to live at the beach. So that was our reason for it. But a lot of people are just fed up with the prices of living in New York. And this predates the pandemic. The pandemic really just, was the final straw for a lot of people. And the bad thing for New York, and a lot of this is de Blasio. He is really, he is someone who is name-checked as a major reason why people are leaving. His policies are just awful. And so,
well,
luckily,
can we say the same for Los Angeles then, Jennifer?
Yes,
are people...
it sounds like it. I mean, I don't live there, but it sounds like it, right?
I think they're already gone. I mean, really, truly, what the government in California has done is created a wealthy class and a poor class, and the people like me who are in the middle class really struggle to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, is it middle class to have to pay $850,000 for a median house? I mean, that's not even... Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's like a three-bedroom house in the valley. It's ridiculous.
And that's like the same for like a one-bedroom apartment in New York. I mean, that's, you know, you get basically one big bedroom
well,
in
have
New
they
York
created
for 800,000.
Or is it law of supply and demand that has created it? How, what, I mean...
I don't know.
Say,
but the,
I think that's kind of pejorative, actually.
It's a good question, but, you know, I don't know. But the main thing that this is really what's going to hurt New York especially is that the percentage of people leaving are high-income people. These are people who make a minimum of $150,000. Without that, because you also pay city tax when you live in New York. I don't know if L.A. has that, too. But you pay state,
yes,
you know, state
do.
And federal, and then you also pay city tax. So city tax in New York is expensive, and a lot of these people, the pandemic is, like I said, it's the final straw. They moved out to the Hamptons or they moved down to
Jersey.
It's
going to be very interesting how these cities survive with all of the now that they've gotten used to having all this money and spending it and wasting it, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. When all these people leave, what are they going to do? The people that stay there are going to have to wake up to the reality of what happens when you don't have all these people paying these outrageous taxes. Look at where people are going. South Carolina, Oregon, South Dakota, Arizona. Let's see.
Yeah, but you missed the number one. The number one spot that led the country with the largest influx of residents is Idaho.
Yeah.
I've never been to Idaho. Is there something I'm missing? Like, what is in Idaho?
It's like Montana, big sky country. It's a beautiful place.
So people want a lot more open space.
Right. Yep, they want open space. They want to be able to do kind of what America is all about, the freedom to come in. You don't have freedom in New York. You don't have freedom in Los Angeles. You're a captive, if you will. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23 after the hour on today's DJV program, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. I'm happy to present all of them. Use your imagination of what we look like all together. Post a picture of us. I don't know how we'll ever get together. That's a challenge, especially in COVID, if we can all somehow find a way to get together to the same location and have a picture taken. Maybe have some fun, a fun night somewhere, but we won't be doing that for a while because not everybody's comfortable traveling around. I'm getting so itchy to go somewhere and do something. Richie McFadden is in the studio in our control room in Washington. Richie, you'll be appreciative of this. Roberta and I have been talking back and forth about trying to get together someplace. Roberta Fasanelli was a very important part of this program for a number of years, and she's now become a traveler, but she goes everywhere by herself. And she's happy to tell you that mostly because she wants to get nothing's changed. She wants to get away from her husband. But you know, we were talking about how stir crazy we're getting, and how is there an opportunity for single people to go places by themselves? That would be something that might be a question, Jay, for us to ask. If you are single, would you feel okay traveling by yourself? That's a question. And plus, we have some other actually new action and a new question on our social media that we'll get to right after this.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com. Or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Doug Stephan. All right, so Jay, what's the new question that you have posted on our social media?
Yes, the question that we want you to weigh in on right now, Facebook, Twitter, at DJV shows the handle. Would you rather have the government focusing more on working on stimulus packages or more focused on impeachment?
Duh.
You can only pick one.
Oh, really? Can I pick duh? I'll pick duh. All right, so what else is working there with comments from our listeners? What do you have?
Well, we still have people weighing in on the whole question of, was Twitter wrong to kick Donald Trump off of the platform? 63% believe absolutely wrong. 25% want to know what took so long. 12% really don't care either which way, and still sticking along the lines of President Trump, the possibility of a second impeachment. Where are the thoughts falling? 33.3% say yes, impeach him, while 66% say no, this is ridiculous. But on Instagram, the votes are split 50-50.
I'm looking at Facebook. A lady named Suzanne Jordan said, both. The question, would you rather have the government focus on stimulus or impeachment? I suppose, yeah, both is an option, right? One way or another, it's
no. You have to pick one. There's no ties in this.
No, but she wants to have them both focused on. Yeah, I get. I mean, you can express yourself that way if you want to. And also posted, I see it, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. You have the chat with Tom Kreitler. How do people find those things? If you're intrigued by Tom and his advice, so how do we make that available for folks, Jay?
Yeah, and if you ever have any questions that you want to ask to Tom, feel free to post to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, DJV Show. We are keeping an eye on things. Of course, you can always find Tom and the Money Pit. If you go to Facebook and you see that post, that you see Tom's gorgeous face, and there's a tag for Money Pit. You can actually click on that and find more info on Tom.
All right, there you go. All right, lots of ways to connect here on the DJV program. It's 28 past the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With the holidays approaching, it's likely your kids will end up bored, especially as COVID-19 has many families spending more time at home. So maybe it's time you got the kids doing something fun and constructive. IC Movieology is an online course that teaches the kids the fine art of movie making, but on their smartphone. We asked creator Joe Frankel how he came up with the idea.
I created IC Movieology because when we went into lockdown, it became impossible to go and see a movie in a theater with other people for a while. Zoom and all of the other video chat platforms make it now possible to share a viewing experience with other people. And the other thing that happened was I occupied my kids by making little short films on my iPhone.
More info on IC Movieology is at imaginarycourtyard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Instead of addressing the issue, why tens of millions of Americans are furious with Washington lawmakers, the status quo rolls on in D.C. as Democrats move to impeach or call for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump 9 days before his term ends. The Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate polls of the 2020 election, finds President Trump's approval rating soared to 51% after Wednesday's melee at the Capitol building. The new $900 billion stimulus legislation sets Friday as the cutoff date to send the $600 payments to you. If you don't receive your full second stimulus check, you will need to claim it when you file your federal tax returns this year as a recovery rebate credit. As President Trump was banned from Twitter, the Ayatollah of Iran continues to rant on Twitter. He wants Americans dead. And surprisingly, Twitter is okay with that. Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk show host, deactivated his own Twitter account in solidarity. USA Radio News.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
As political censorship continues to be the new normal at big tech giants like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, it appears destroying new competition in the social media market is the next big thing. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now, the number two most downloaded free app in both Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store is an app called Parlor. That's Parler with an O, not an E, and has been around for about a decade. There's no reason this app should be getting such a big bump right now in the first week of January 2021. But of course, we likely have confused people downloading it because they think it's Parler with an E. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four half the hour now on the DJD program for Monday. It's Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen thinking about the first domino. I was looking at that poll, Jay, and thinking about what comes first, the chicken or the egg. It, more or less, we're asking what's the biggest problem, and then, okay, what do we do? What happens if nothing changes? You know, people are stuck, like I mentioned one woman who said both. When it came to the, you want to repeat the question, Jay? Let's so for people who didn't hear you ask that question that I have posted.
Would you rather have the government focused on working on stimulus, or rather have them focusing on impeachment? That's the question on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DJV Show.
Action. They could take or make things change. That's kind of what we're looking at. Do we want to take some action, and what's the action we ought to take under the circumstances? All right, so it looks like the real important story of the day, Victoria, is that Sex and the City is going to be made. What is this, an HBO or a regular movie? What are they doing?
HBO Max. It'll be a limited series. And so Sarah Jessica Parker, just last night, she tweeted a teaser video and did the voiceover, her famous Carrie Bradshaw voiceover. She posed the question that was in every episode, I couldn't help but wonder, ... And so that's actually going to be the name of the new chapter. It's not called Sex in the City anymore. It's called I Couldn't Help But Wonder. And everyone's back except for Kim Cattrall, which we talked about a couple weeks ago when speculation began if they were going to do another series or a reboot. And so now Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis, and Sarah Jessica Parker, along with Michael Patrick King, who was the executive producer of the original, they're all back, and they're all in their 50s now, and they're going to portray life for women in their 50s. And
so is Big Back is not part of it, too?
I would imagine that she and Big are still married. I mean, they're married from the end of the last one. I would guess that all three ladies are still married to their significant others. But who knows? The real question, though, and this was, my phone was blowing up last night with all of my girlfriends excited about this. How are they going to address that Samantha Jones is no longer on the show? Mm-hmm. Are they going to start out with a funeral?
Because bus.
Yeah, I mean, she did have breast cancer before. She moved back to New York, so she can't be in L.A. or some other place that's, you know, I think it would be lame if they did that. So that's going to be the real question, is how are they going to address the elephant in the room? They're missing arguably the most fun character of all four of them.
Mm. What's a shame about that when somebody is sort of a spoiler? And, she's explained why she doesn't want to go back. She wants to do other things.
Yeah.
Get it? But then there's still the rumor, did they not really get along?
That is true. There is still, and I think that, she's made it pretty clear she and Sarah Jessica Parker are not friends. They don't seem to get along. We don't really know the reason for it. There was a lot of speculation behind the scenes. So, I think it actually was about salaries because Kim Cattrall, won an Emmy, and they all won Emmys at one point. Oh, I don't think Kristen Davis did. But they all lobbied to have the same amount of pay. And Sarah Jessica, when she came into the show, she was a movie star, and none of the other ladies were. So she came in, and then eventually she got, executive producer credit, which on the pay scale, you earn
more money. Yep.
So, yeah, I think it probably comes down to money. At this point, though, Kim Cattrall has moved on. She's in her 60s. She wants to do different things. I don't think she wants to play, Samantha Jones,
the femme fatale,
different guy every night. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. All right, so then under the circumstances, that you brought up a good point, the business about what happens as some of these characters move on. I was telling you on Friday that new show on, I think it's on CBS, The Equalizer, that has
Queen
Latifah.
I finally saw a trailer for that.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you see the Noth's grown a beard.
Chris Noth, yeah.
No, I always say Noth, he's Noth, yeah, right. It's really an interesting thing to think about how he looked. When I first went to, he was the first one of the detective. He and Jerry Orbach, I think, were the first two detectives in the original Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the show for 4 or 5 seasons. Then he went on to do other things. Then he came back to another one of the Law and Order. He was back and forth and back and forth. And what that highlighted for me, what I knew when I asked him about his background, he grew up in Broadway. He was a Broadway kid. He owns a theater now on Broadway. And whenever he's not doing television or movies, he's acting in his own theater. I don't know how they decide. I'm certain there can't be much Broadway stuff going on these
days. There's nothing. It's completely shut down until July.
Right. So that must be why Law & Order SVU is trying to hire all the Broadway actors cast in the show. But it's always been the case that now Law & Order, but all of the Dick Wolf shows that were produced at one point in time, there were, four Law & Order shows that were all being produced down at the Chelsea Pier in a big warehouse that they have there where they put all of the sets. I think that there were 4 of them. And they would cross-pollinate the actors, the New York actors. There weren't enough of them to go around. So you'd see them all in various, I'll never forget Jeremy Sisto, who's now on the FBI show, but was first a bad guy, a bad guy lawyer, before they created him as a police officer in Law and Order. And you see that with a lot of them. Anyway, you get to, that's one of the reasons they did it in New York, is because there were so many actors, and they churned through so many stories, and they needed so many actors, that was a good place to find them. And so apparently, if I am to believe what I see here, Victoria, they're working to bring as many people, theater actors as they can, mm-hmm. into various SVU roles.
Yep.
Because
they have to also, in order to keep their health insurance for the union, you have to have a minimum requirement of working.
Right.
And then the acting in the unemployment rate of actors is 52% during the pandemic, which is, I mean, that's insane. That's just, you know, the rest of the world or of the country is, you know, hovered at, 14%, and then it would drop down to 8.5% or whatever. But 52% of actors are out of work. So they're showing up in any place they can. And I don't blame them. I mean, there's restaurants got shut down. A lot of actors usually are waiters, too. So they're really all avenues of income for them has just been really very limiting.
Yeah, right. We missed something at the end of last week. I didn't take time to acknowledge the birthday of Elvis Presley, who was born in 1935 on January the 8th. People keep asking, when did he die? He was 42 when he died in August of 1977. And there are any number of great songs, but I thought we'd have a couple of my faves from the legendary one. All right, crank this up a little bit, will you?
Jim. Baby child is born in the ghetto.
You know this song, Victoria? Jay, do you know this
song?
Yeah,
this is my least favorite Elvis song.
Same.
All right, so let's keep going. Kim, play us another one. The girls don't like this one. You know this song?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a good song.
I can't walk out because I'm nervous too much, baby.
Always like this one. So somebody who's an avid listener to this program, one year when I went over the Elvis story, sent me the following to celebrate Elvis Week. And you'll get while I'm doing it as I go through it. Richie, you may remember when I did this the first time. Dear Doc, are you lonesome tonight? Because it's now or never. And please don't be cruel because I'm all shook up. I'm stuck on you. You're my bossin' over baby, especially in your blue suede shoes. Let's shake, rattle, and roll in Viva Las Vegas, or I can be your good luck charm. You're a big hunk of love, and it's just... if you just surrender, you can wear my ring around your neck. I'm not a hard-hearted woman. If you treat me nice, you can be my teddy bear. I know you're not a puppet on a string, but if you're the devil in disguise, I'll have one broken heart for sale. I'll be crying in the chapel or staying in the Heartbreak Hotel. It's just that I'm stuck on you, Tutti Frutti. I just can't help falling in love. I want you, I need you, I love you. But now and then...
jeez.
There's a fool such as I, and if you sign this return to sender, we'll go our separate ways in the ghetto. Our flaming star will be put out in the Kentucky rain, and suspicious minds will know you're just a hound dog. Happy Elvis Week. There are 33...
did you have a restraining order against this person?
No. She was clever because she used 33 of Elvis's tunes.
Oh, I get it. But all of those things. That's like stalker territory.
Yeah, well, I thought it was pretty clever. Anyway... our memories and moments devoted to Elvis. I think that's it. In a moment, do we still have a relevance when it comes to talking about Elvis, or is he irrelevant anymore? I like to think that he's relevant, in a manner of speaking, but maybe I'm...
well, he's still relevant, sure.
Yeah, he's still so iconic and legendary.
Yeah, like John Lennon or any of the, you know, Frank Sinatra, all the Beatles. It just, yeah, he's in that category.
Jay, you're in Nashville. Is he more significant there than you think he might be elsewhere in the country?
Memphis is where he really reigns supreme.
Yeah, right. But he spent most of his later years, I think, recording in Nashville. Most of the stuff at the RCA studio in Nashville is where he recorded most of his later stuff, if I remember correctly. So his presence was there. His presence, he was one of those guys that would, wherever he showed up, he was like a magnet. He filled the room. You know, like there are some people, personalities, people always used to say that Ronald Reagan filled the room when he walked into it. John Wayne filled the room when he walked into it. Johnny Carson or Frank Sinatra fill the room. They just get everybody's attention, and Elvis certainly was one of those people, I think.
Big energy.
Yeah, exactly. It's 44 after the hour, a reminder about how easy it is to clean your nose with the only nasal irrigator that has powered suction. Does this sound like something you use in the garden? No, this is Navage, the only nasal irrigator that flushes out pollen and mucus and bacteria in your nose, and it does it all naturally. It's very easy to use. Victoria will testify to that. The neti pots, people have used that. Pills, sprays, all of that stuff.
I'm a longtime neti pot user, and anyone who uses it knows it's a mess. It's kind of a pain. But the Navage, it does all the work for you. It's been such a game changer.
Yep, it is. That's the best way of putting it. It's a game changer. So add it to your routine. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com to get a hold of this nasal care system and keep yourself protected from allergies, congestion, and all kinds of bugs and germs and viruses that are out there. Find it at Navage.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
All right, so here we are at National Milk Day today. Not to be confused with World Milk Day. National Milk Day falls on January 11th. World Milk Day is June 1st. June is Dairy Month, et cetera, et cetera. I think I would use this opportunity here, Victoria, to underscore what real milk is, mm-hmm. And you gave me that opportunity. I know you love it when I'm talking about...
Jay's now caught on. She knows,
yes,
too. Yeah.
She is. Yeah, exactly. It is not anything that comes. Milk comes from a mammary gland. It doesn't come.
You really
from
know
a
how
nut.
To sell it.
It doesn't come from.
Right.
You know, it's just. Come on.
Just say it comes from a cow. That sounds.
No,
so
I like the mammary gland thing.
Mammary gland. Well, mother's
it.
Milk. Mother's milk is real milk. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we've had our time to spend time on milk. I milked that one. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pretty much if you've been alive the past 25 years, everybody knows that's the theme from The Sopranos. It sort of sounds like there's a show on that's on, let me see, Amazon Prime, Chucker, that is called Vosh. Titus Welliver, who's a well-known character actor, plays a role. And the theme for that show, which I've watched, I've kind of been binging on. Anybody else know the show beside me? You know the show, Chucker? Do you know it?
I do not.
Victoria?
Bosch. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a seven-series episodic thing, sort of, I guess what they call them, procedurals. But he's very good. He's very good in it, actually. And some good cast. But the theme, the reason I bring it up is because the theme for that show sounds very much. I was trying to, I listened, I watched an episode or two of over the weekend, I think, where the heck does that theme sounds just like something else. And now you've answered my question. It sounds like The Sopranos theme. So, all right, here we go. We're going to focus on The Sopranos. We're going to do a movie. We're going to do a new TV show. What are we doing with The Sopranos, Chucker?
Well, twofold. January 10th, which is yesterday, 1999, The Sopranos premiered on HBO, and it was easily, you could argue, that was a massive game changer in the industry. In a lot of ways, that and a show called The Wire pioneered more high-quality script writing and acting in the TV format, and that's really one of the reasons we have what we have now with so much high-quality content on streaming in terms of screenwriting, and a lot of the major acting talent is now going to these platforms. But it's sort of hard to believe The Sopranos debuted 22 years ago. And there is a prequel movie called The Many Saints of Newark, distributed by Warner Brothers, that will come out this year, hopefully somewhat theatrically, but it'll definitely be on HBO Max. So yeah. I love The Sopranos. I thought it was I remember.
Oh, I guess we lost Chuck. All right. We'll see if we can find him. Stay tuned right after this. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, there is a new Sex in the City movie, apparently, that's been great. Is it a movie or is it HBO? What is this?
Series.
No, it's HBO Max is reviving Sex in the City with the original cast, other than Kim Cattrall, for 10 episodes. Run. I got to tell you, I don't know what went on with that cast, but what a bummer that she refuses to do it for the fan base.
But Cattrall.
But you know, yeah, but she's in her 60s, and I don't think she is interested in playing a character who's in a slinky dress all the time, you know, trying to
pick
up a guy.
Well, they just have to rewrite the, you know, age appropriate, I guess. But, I mean, there's so many fans of that show. Her bitter fallout with Sarah Jessica Parker is pretty legendary. I have no idea what happened there, but I mean, the reality is, I don't know exactly what Kim Cattrall's doing, but I find it hard to believe that she wouldn't embrace the opportunity of coming back to this very, very popular.
Well, she was filming that show Filthy Rich, and I think it just got canceled. But she did have a starring role on that show this year it came out.
True.
You know, she's been talking for a long time, though, that she said, you know,
I
interviewed her in 2012 when she said Samantha Jones is done. Like, well, she's had cancer, she's had menopause, she's had breakups. She's,
yeah.
I mean, how much more can a character go through? I don't think it's going to affect anybody watching the show, though. I think we're all going to watch no matter what.
I just want to point out one thing. Wonder Woman 1984 did $3 million in business theatrically in its third weekend release. It's only done $32 million domestically, $131 million worldwide. I don't know how Warner Brothers is going to get their money back on HBO Max, but I tell you, from a theatrical tax write-off, this movie's going to lose a couple hundred million dollars. And
why would they plan to do another one then, would be the question.
Well, because it has viability. It definitely has viability. I mean, she's awesome in the role. People want to see it. I think the reality is just not a good movie, but they'll make another good one, I think. I want to see more of it.
Chuck Curry is here on the
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.